A pension controversy and recall drive prompted Tom Ament to step down as Milwaukee County executive, while Wauwatosa State Representative Walker revved up his campaign before Ament left office. Then Walker won a primary election and last night won the final contest. Walker takes the reins of a county with budget troubles and a declining population. Yet Walker says he thinks he can reverse the county's fortunes.
We can't hold the line on taxes so that more people and jobs don't leave our county.
Walker had downplayed his Republican status while running for the nonpartisan county executive post. But at Walker's victory party last night, the crowd included Governor Scott McCallum, Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen, and several other GOP legislators. Representative Jeff Stone of Greenfield contends having Republican Walker as county exec will help Milwaukee County in the legislature.
Scott is somebody who, when he comes and says Milwaukee County needs help in this area, if it's social service area, I think that the legislature will respond differently than maybe in the past.
But a Democrat who attended Jim Ryan's party is skeptical. Representative Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee says Milwaukee County taxpayers probably won't get much help, at least from the state assembly.
I know how that Republican caucus in the assembly votes. I know how they voted several times to shift money, $700,000 to Lafayette County, shift another $26 million away from Milwaukee out to other counties.
Carpenter says he also expects the Walker victory to have little effect on the state budget repair bill. But Republican Assembly Speaker Jensen says he will bring an election-related message to the budget negotiating table.
Well, I tell you, the Democrats got to think twice about this pension proposal they have at the state capitol of giving people full retirement benefits at age 48.
Scott Walker, meanwhile, gets a hefty raise over his legislative salary, even though he may succeed on a campaign pledge to take $50,000 less than Tom Ament made as county executive. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.